What's in the news 15 years after 9/11?
He said that the cancer was in here for approximately 7 years. I can't believe it.
I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News. Wendy Tertorici's husband, Sal, was an EMT who worked the rubble of New York's Twin Towers in the days after the 9/11 attacks. He has cancer now, and doctors, after three surgeries, say there's little else they can do. He's now focusing on his kids.
I want to be there for them. I want to walk my daughter down the aisle. I want to see my boys graduate college. I want to see this all happen, and I'm not sure I'm going to get there.
Sal is on the growing list of people with illnesses linked to the toxins at Ground Zero. He talked to our Jim Axelrod.
As you began to see people get sick, were you worried about yourself?
No. I just didn't have any idea I would think it. I didn't even think about it.
Dr. Michael Crane is dealing with a lot of these patients at New York's Mount Sinai Hospital.
Here at Sinai, we see 10 to 15 new cancer patients in our population every week.
10 to 15 cases of first responders?
Per week. I've been in medicine for 40-odd years. It's remarkable.
We're 15 years removed from 9/11. We are out of sight, out of mind.
John Feel is on Long Island with a memorial wall to these first responders.
Sal, like the others, was a warrior and still is. And he's fighting the good fight. And listen, we're hoping for a miracle, but reality dictates that Sal Tucci goes on this war.
The message from Sal and his wife.
Don't forget about the families.
You got to remember.
Now this. What's in the news? I'm Steve Kathan, CBS News.